Hello and welcome back to the Baseball Aesthetic. It is Wednesday, March 19th, and technically the 2025 season is underway. The Los Angeles Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs just wrapped up their two-game series in Tokyo this morning, and it was the Dodgers taking those two games yesterday morning and Wednesday morning. So obviously it's in Tokyo, so time's a little bit different there. So morning games for us here in the United States, but Dodgers won. So Dodgers are starting 2-0, and the Chicago Cubs are starting 0-2. But even maybe more importantly, since it is Wednesday and we are just about a week away from the official opening day for the rest of the 28 teams that are going to be starting a week from tomorrow, I'm so excited. Again, it's been a cold, long winter, it feels like, especially if you live in a Midwestern state like I do. So it's been a long time coming, and to know that we are just about a week away from the official start of opening day in the baseball season, signs of spring, signs of summer coming our way. So I am so amped for it. I hope you are as well. But like I said, technically, the season is underway. We have stats. We have records so far for the 2025 season. Again, it was the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers out in Tokyo. Game one was on Tuesday morning for us here in the United States, and the Cubs actually started out the scoring. They scored in the third inning. So Dansby Swanson had the first hit of the 2025 season, and then Miguel Amaya brought him in with an RBI. So Miguel Amaya had the first RBI of the 2025 season. The Cubs had two hits in the second inning and then one hit in the third inning, and then that's all they had. The Dodgers scored three in the fifth and then one more in the ninth to win that game 4-1. So Cubs had, you know, that other hit in the third inning, and then they went 1-2-3 for the next four straight innings. The bullpen for the Los Angeles Dodgers really shut it down. The bullpen went four innings pitched, zero walks, zero hits, and five Ks. Tanner Scott closed it out for the Dodgers, but that was after Yamamoto went five innings pitched, three hits, one earned run, one walk, and four Ks. He looked really good on the mound. That's, again, another scary thing for the Dodgers is offensively they're doing well, but with this new pitcher, with Shohei potentially coming back sometime this summer to pitch again, and the rest of the starting staff and the bullpen they have, It's gonna be tough out there for the NL West of those teams trying to chase down the Dodgers. But game one went to the Dodgers 4-1, and then game two just wrapped up this morning. The Dodgers won that matchup 6-3. Los Angeles started the scoring in the second inning on a pass ball, and then they also scored on a sacrifice fly. And then Tommy Edman from the Los Angeles Dodgers had the first home run of the 2025 season. He had a home run in the third inning. And Shohei Ohtani also had his first home run of the season. He had a home run in the fifth inning. A little bit controversial. There was some fan interference. The ball like just barely got over the fence, and it looked like it hit a fan's glove or hit a fan's hand and came down into the field of play, but it was ultimately called a home run. So that's in the stat books for Shohei. He has his first home run of the 2025 season. Los Angeles Dodgers bullpen again closed it out. They won 6-3. So Los Angeles Dodgers are starting 2-0, and the Chicago Cubs are starting 0-2. And then it's a little bit kind of strange now as both those teams will head back to Arizona and wrap up some spring training games. So it is a little bit funny that we have the opening day technically that has come and gone, and then now back to spring training, and then we'll have the unofficial, I guess, start of the rest of the opening day in just about a week. I kind of enjoy that they do these games in Tokyo. It's really fun to see, just fun to see a different stadium, a different environment that they're in. My only thing I wish is that I wish they sort of did it like the week of opening day. I wish it was, you know, they did a two-game series, you know, maybe on Monday and Tuesday, and then flew back to the States, and then maybe had their other games on Friday of that week of opening day or opening week. But either way, we still got to watch baseball. A season officially started, so it was great to see. And like predicted, the Los Angeles Dodgers are predicted to do really well again this season, and they looked strong out of the gate. So starting out in that NL West with a 2-0 record. So we'll see what happens when the rest of the teams get underway. So I know spring training stats kind of don't really mean anything. I know that spring training is very, you can't take a lot of the stats, a lot of the stories that you see from spring training, you can't officially take them as what's going to happen during the season. I know it's practice games. I know there's different lineups in there, and there's players playing, and batters are facing some pitchers that will not be in the majors in a couple weeks. They won't even be at AAA. They might be at AA or single A. So I know that the stats aren't official. They aren't telling maybe the true story of what you're going to see. However, I do think there is some storylines and some interesting stats that have come out of spring training that, you know, could shape the way some of these teams and some of these players do have their 2025 season. Is it going to be successful? Is it not going to be successful? Garrett Crochet for the Red Sox. So he's the new addition to the Red Sox. He has pitched 10.1 innings pitched so far and has 21 strikeouts with a 0.87 ERA, and he's given up no home runs. I think that's going to be a really important piece of the Boston Red Sox starting pitching staff this season. I think if he can continue his success and how he was last year, I think it's going to really help out the Boston Red Sox. It's going to keep them fighting, you know, in that AL East. So really interested to see kind of how he starts the season and how his season progresses. But so far in spring training, he's been what's been advertised, and it's been successful for the Red Sox. Hunter Green is the, I guess you would say, ace for the Cincinnati Reds. He's had a good, interesting spring training so far. He's been in for 16 innings pitched. He's given up 16 hits and 10 earned runs. He's got a 5.63 ERA, but he's also has the most strikeouts of any pitcher this spring training so far at 22 strikeouts. So the win-loss record, I believe he's 1-1. So it's, you know, he's given up some hits, and it's been some interesting aspects of some games that I've been paying attention to, especially early in the game, giving up some earned runs and some hits. But I don't know if he's just working on something, if that's part of the process, if he's not, you know, fully dialed in yet. But the times that he has been fully dialed in, he's had really good stuff. He's been successful. Again, 22 strikeouts so far in those 16 innings pitch. It's just a little bit interesting, his stat line so far. He is the opening day starter. He's going to be important for the Reds this season. So, you know, that storyline for spring training, again, like, you can't totally take that as facts or what it's going to look like. He's had some success, and there's also been some sort of issues in there that could be a little bit concerning for the Reds. But again, spring training, so we'll wait and see what happens on opening day in just about a week. Looking at Matthew Lugo from the Los Angeles Angels, he leads spring training so far with batters with three triples. He's batting .321, and he's tied for fifth with 17 hits. So again, I think that's going to be, you know, the Los Angeles Angels have been struggling. Is there going to be some breakout players that are going to help complement Mike Trout? Is there going to be some players that can help the success, you know, to kind of take the next step up for the Los Angeles Angels? So Matthew Lugo, I think that's an interesting name to pay attention to as the start of the season. Also looking at two players for the Washington Nationals. I know, again, Washington Nationals, been a little down, and that's a really tough division in that NL East. But two players, I think, are providing some interesting storylines. Robert Hassel, he is 17 for 46. He is batting 370. So, you know, not a ton of, I think he maybe has one home run, I believe. But, you know, getting on base, getting hits, you know, the Nationals need a couple hitters. They need some offensive production. So interesting to see that storyline. I don't know if it's for sure yet that he's going to make the opening day roster, but so far this spring training been well and doing good. So all signs pointing that that could be potential to make the Washington Nationals opening day roster. And Nassim Nunez for the Nationals as well. He does lead spring training in stolen bases with 7 stolen bases. He had 8 stolen bases all of last season, so a good mark. He set a good tone for maybe what he wants the 2025 season to look like with stolen bases. Washington Nationals were a team last season that did have a lot of stolen bases. They were definitely at the top, top couple teams last year in stolen bases. A lot of that was Lane Thomas, who now is departed from the Nationals. But, you know, I think that's part of the Nationals' probably sort of identity they want to be, is a team that can steal a lot of bases. And it's looking like that so far. So that's an interesting storyline for them. I do believe the Washington Nationals will take a step up this year. And I hope they do. They are a team that is fun to watch, and I think it'd be really good for them to kind of take that next step up after losing some big name players in the past couple years that have really kind of hindered some of their success. I believe that is a team that could be a little bit of a surprise this season. Curtis Meade from the Tampa Bay Rays, he is 19 for 33, batting 576. Not bad average there. Again, I know, spring training, but 576 batting average, you know, no matter who you're facing, if it's pitchers that aren't going to necessarily be on opening day rosters, still pretty good. Only 3 strikeouts as well, so that could be a bright spot for the Tampa Bay Rays. Cody Bellinger, he's got a new uniform this year. He's over in the Bronx playing for the Yankees. He is 17 for 36, batting 472. He's got 5 doubles and 2 home runs. I think that's going to be an interesting piece of the New York Yankees offense. Obviously, losing Juan Soto, I don't know if he's going to replicate those power numbers, but, you know, I think the Yankees could really use someone, and really it's going to help someone like Cody Bellinger this year, who's going to get on base, who's going to hit doubles, who's going to hit for contact, going to hit for a little bit of power as well. So I think he's been a surprise maybe for spring training so far, but I think he's going to be someone that's going to have a really good year for the Yankees this year. Brandon Drury for the Chicago White Sox. We all know what happened last year. The White Sox were the worst team in baseball. You know, I hope they have a better season this year. They have to have a better season this year. It can't get much worse than it was last year. But Brandon Drury from the White Sox so far this spring, he is 16 for 39, batting 410. He's got 7 doubles and 3 home runs. You know, that automatically is going to help the White Sox production if you can have other hitters in there. I think, you know, that's been a good addition for spring training so far. So interesting to see how that starts when the regular season gets underway. But, you know, for a White Sox fan, there's, yeah, even though it might be small and a small sample in spring training, still a little bit of hope in there for the White Sox this season. And Jackson Chourio from the Brewers, he is 18 for 37, batting 486. He's got 8 doubles, 4 strikeouts, and 6 stolen bases. So Milwaukee, again, in the team that is a team that likes to steal a lot of bases. Jackson Chourio's got 6 so far to spring training. And then they got Bryce Terang, who had a lot of stolen bases last year. So that could be a kind of an element for the Brewers this year that they are going to emphasize as well, getting on base, stealing bases, taking any opportunity to advance the runners that they can. But Jackson Chourio having a good spring training so far for the Brewers as well. So all these stats and all these things aren't going to matter in about a week when official opening day gets underway, and we'll see kind of if these spring training stats so far, kind of lead to some of these players' success and team success once it gets underway, or if it's just kind of one of those spring training outlier stats that ultimately don't really matter. But we get to see in just over a week. So season's officially underway. Spring training's coming to a close before too long, and baseball will be back. Spring and summer is on its way for us, so hope you're excited about that. I can't wait, and I am so excited for opening day next week. So until next time, we'll see you later.